Good afternoon and welcome to Northern California's most exciting yearly sporting event, the big game between the California Golden Bears and the Stanford Cardinals. This is Joe Starkey with Jan Hutchins. A beautiful day for football, temperature in the low 60s, a bit of a breeze, and a full house, of course, at Memorial Stadium. Today, game number 85 in a series that began on March 19, 1892 and stands in favor of Stanford with 40 wins against 34 losses and 10 ties. So Dwight Garner will be the deep man for California with Moret Ford. Garner's on the far side. Moret Ford is on the near side of the field. And, of course, the kicker, as usual, for Stanford is Mark Harmon. And he's a good one. He's a junior from Alexandria, Virginia. And he's ready for the kickoff from left to right. Sellout crowd at Berkeley's Memorial Stadium. The 85th big game. Beautiful weather. Sunny skies. 60-something degrees. And here's the kickoff. It comes down. 1 yard into the field. Moret Ford takes it coming straight back up the middle, and he is dropped right at the 18-yard line on a fierce, hard-hitting tackle by Stanford, who on the road, of course, would be in white with red numerals and trim. Dwayne Hamilton, a backup safety man for Stanford, makes the stop. Let's give you that Bear offensive lineup to begin with here as they go out on the field. The center will, of course, be Pat Brady, the senior, 6'2", 245. The guards are Timmy Gallus and George Nialiku. The tackle is the big All-American candidate Harvey Salem on one side, Greg Loberg on the left side. In the backfield, Gale Gilbert is the quarterback. Ron Story will start out at fullback, and the Bears are using two receivers right now. Right and left is Wes Howell and Rhett Ford. The first handoff of the day goes to Ron Story, straight over the middle for about 3 yards, and I thought Pat Mitchell probably tripped him up, the junior from Carmel, Indiana.
The Bears' first drive of the day stalled deep in Stanford territory, and the Bears settle for a 27-yard field goal try.
They're going to put the ball at the 17-yard line, so it makes it a 27-yard attempt now for Cooper. It's on the far hash mark. Kick going from right to left. Cooper, soccer-style kicker, wearing number 9. The kick is up and partially blocked and goes wide to the left. So the Bears eat up almost 6 minutes of the first quarter, drive all the way downfield, but do not score as Stanford partially blocks the field goal try. Cardinal gets a lift from that and will take over first and 10.
Now let's move to early in the second quarter, and Stanford has the ball in a scoreless tie.
Elway rolling to his right, wants the throw, being forced back, and he's dropped at the 3 by Greg Beagle. Beagle tripped him up way back at the 3-yard line. Stanford will have to kick from the end zone. A 16-yard loss on that play by Elway, who would have been wise to simply throw the ball up for grabs somewhere.
Good timing by Beagle. Many times you've seen a player come close to a fella and then keep running with him and then be outrun. Well, that time he used the last moment he could dive at Elway and got him by the ankles.
Trip Harden is barely a yard from the end line, and Moret Ford is at the 45 of Stanford. So the Bears have a full rush on besides. 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. They're going for it. High snap. Ball is kicked, though, and taken by Ford at the 42-yard line. Drops it again, and has to go back and fall on it at the 45-yard line. Ford dropped it twice, and had to go back and get it, and then decided he better just lay there.
Dick Cushion would have loved to see him. He dribbled the ball pretty well there.
39-yard punt.
Moret's so excited about breaking them now, he's beginning to develop a couple of bad habits on his punt returns, but he is such a threat.
No score, second quarter, 13:29 remaining. Big game number 85. Stanford holds the axe. Gilbert rolls to his right, trips over the AstroTurf, and is dropped back on his 46-yard line.
Ooh!
On a dive through the air, tackle by Charlie Hutchings, I think. 46, I think it was, rather than Vaughn Williams.
And had he not come in, and Gale Gilbert had just another moment to turn and look to his left, wide open down the left sidelines. Wes Howell, they had come in the blitz and missed Howell.
Loss of 9 on that play, second down and 19 to go. Wes Howell to the left, Moret Ford to the right, Story and Tuggle in the backfield, David Lewis the tight end to the right. Just 3 men up on the line of scrimmage this time for Stanford. They fake the blitz, back off. Gilbert throws, has his receiver, complete to Moret Ford at the 39-yard line of Stanford. Short of the first down by still almost 5 yards.
Gale Gilbert getting up a little slowly, testing his left knee, and now tripping back to the huddle.
Kevin Baird, the tackler on that play, that was good for 14 yards.
Simple down and out. Moret Ford ran again. The Cardinal came with the blitz from the middle.
Make that a 13-yard gain on the play. No score. Second quarter. 12 minutes remain. Wes Howell to the left. Tuggle and Story in the backfield. David Lewis lines up as a receiver to the right. About 2 steps outside of Danny Mosley, who lines up as tight end.
Hand off to Tuggle. Jumps over a tackler. Goes inside the 40, down to the 37-yard line. The Bears are still 3 yards short. Aaron Veer is on the tackle. And also getting up is Bates. Kevin Bates on the tackle.
Well, since the Stanford defensive backfield was so bad last year, in fact, they only made 6 interceptions all last year. They have 22 to be tied for the lead in the conference this year. I think the Bears' game plan is to run on crucial situations. They've done it twice so far. Here they were, 3rd down and about 8, and they run the ball.
So Gale Gilbert with a 4th and 3 at the 37-yard line of Stanford puts Lewis in motion. Gilbert rolling to his left, throws across the middle. Formation, Story ahead of Tuggle. Hand off to John, over right guard, puts his head down, tries to knock some people out of the way, and goes to maybe the 13, maybe the 12, no more than that, so not much of a pickup there, only a yard or two, and still well short of the first down by some 3 or 4 yards. About 3 yards.
At the 12-yard line.
Ball's at the 12, 3rd and 3. Got to get to about the 9.5 for a first down. No score, 2nd quarter. Tuggle right, Story left in the backfield. Lewis, the tight end, lines up left. Wes Howell to the right, and Brett Ford to the left. 5-man front for Stanford. Story takes the handoff, dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Big tackle that time. Nice play by Wyman. Mike Wyman, a backup defensive tackle from Reno. His brother's on the team, Dave Wyman. And he made the tackle there that forces the Bears to settle for another field goal try. The first one was blocked.
I watched Harvey Salem on that play. It wasn't his fault. He took his man clear to the sideline.
So Joe Cooper will go for a 31-yarder. The ball will be kicked from the 21. Greg Beagle is the holder. Greg Loberg is the snapper. And Stanford's already blocked one. Snap, kick, up, long, and good. So California is the first team on the scoreboard this afternoon. 3:26 remaining here in the 2nd quarter. Timeout on the field to score. California 3, Stanford nothing.
It's now late in the 2nd quarter, and Stanford has the ball, still trailing 3-0.
It's 3rd and 12 at the 28. Elway brings off. Bears put 7 men on the line of scrimmage. They got 3 defensive backs up. Now they drop off. Elway back to throw. Camp is coming at him. He runs away, starts to scramble, and is hit and dropped to the 28-yard line by Richard Rodgers. He fell forward to the 29. Zukowski really putting the pressure on. And so Elway again, absolutely vexed and harassed by the Bear defense.
This is similar to the rude way the Bears treated sophomore John Elway when he came up here 2 years ago.
Trip Harden punting again. I believe this is his 4th of the day already. Yes, it is. Brett Ford at his 35-yard line. Bears are going from left to right here in the 2nd quarter, leading 3-0, 3 minutes to go. Very high snap, just gets the kick away. He's hit on the play. The official started to pull out. His flag did not, and it appears that perhaps that the Bears actually got a piece of the ball. Because the ball
Timmy
Lucas foot to the 45-yard line, Jan.
Yeah, Timmy Lucas either got a piece of the ball or, he must have gotten a piece of the ball because he certainly did hit Harden.
Only a 26-yard punt because the punter was hit and the official started to go for his pocket, but I guess he felt that they got enough of the ball or did get something of the ball, and so that makes it a legitimate punt block, and the Bears get good field position, 1st and 10 of their own 45. Gilbert straight back to throw. Tuggle protecting. Loberg protecting. Right over the middle. Has a receiver!
Ford and Lewis ran right in one another's trail, 15 yards downfield. Lewis cut to the inside, Ford to the outside, beautifully thrown by Gilbert.
26-yard gain is at 16, had the extra 10 from behind the 50. So it's 26 yards for the Bears on that one, 1st and 10 of the 29-yard line. 3-0, California, 2nd quarter. Gilbert back to throw. Here comes the rush. Waves it upstairs. Correct, Ford to the end zone! He caught it! nothing could stop a brilliant play by Brett Ford.
Unbelievable catch. The extra point try by Cooper is good. Timeout on the field, 2:42 to go until half. The score, California 10, Stanford nothing.
Cal went into the locker room at halftime with that 10-0 lead, and they have the ball now early in the third quarter.
Third and four at the 48. Gilbert sets up quickly. Throws in the left flat. He's got Moret Ford out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Complete. And the Bears have themselves another first down with a pickup of some 5 yards. Gilmore making the tackle, and Moret Ford has had a day he will never forget already.
Gilmore seems to be set up for the down, out, and down. He was up real close that time, and Gilbert had to throw it even further into the flat than he would have liked. And perhaps he's now ready to bite on the fake and be beaten deep.
Moret Ford, 6 catches, 94 yards, and one of the finest touchdown receptions we've ever seen. Story in the backfield for California. Gilbert back to throw. Looks downfield. Going for the bomb. Ford is out there. He caught it! His family lives just a couple of blocks away, and we're very proud of him in that neighborhood, I'll tell you that.
Moret Ford, small but so quick, the game breaker, the fellow that many coaches, as you talk to them about facing the Cal Bears, say is the player they fear the most because he is their big play man.
First and goal at the 9 for the Bears, leading 10-0. This could be a tremendously important score. I formation, Story and Tuggle in the eye, 5-man front for Stanford. Gilbert pitches back to Tuggle, sweeps to his left, and is stopped at the 10. May have lost a yard on the play. Good hitting by Stanford. Great work by Terry Jackson and Rod Gilmore to come in and head him off.
And a lot of credit has to be given to Garen Ferris, who was in on that tackle also. He's playing in big pain. He was hurt early in the first half. He's got the bad knee, and still he's out there. Sophomore who's going to be a big star.
Remember, Moret's younger brother, Oren, will be back next year, too. He's been hurt, and he's got that kind of speed and sensational ball-playing ability. So it's second and goal at the 10-yard line. Gilbert fakes the handoff, rolls to his right. He's in trouble. He's going to have to eat the ball and is dropped back at the 15-yard line. Stanford rising to the occasion. Sensational work by Vaughn Williams, their free safety. What a player, their number one tackler on the year.
Just as we pointed out so many times already today that the Cal defense had picked the right defense to stop John Elway, that time Gale Gilbert rolled right into the blitz and had no place to go.
6-yard loss on the play. Kevin Baird works on Wes Howell. Gilmore takes Moret Ford. Bears have to get to the end zone or settle for a field goal try. I formation, Story and Tuggle. Gilbert fakes the handoff. Gilbert in trouble again, rolls to his right, hooks into the end zone. Moret Ford can't get there. Moret Ford was rolling to his right. The ball was thrown behind him. He tried to come back. He could not. Gilbert was throwing off balance and couldn't aim it quite the way he wanted it, and also had to keep it away from Rod Gilmore, who was covering on the play, so Gilbert couldn't pinpoint it. Pass incomplete. Field goal try coming up here by Joe Cooper. And it'll be 33 yards. 10-0, California. Near hash mark, right to left. 33-yard try. They blocked one today. Here's the kick. Line drive bad. Missed wide to the left. And Stanford hangs tight in this game. They stay close. Bears have had a chance now to really get some daylight in this game, but have failed to convert with a blocked field goal, a missed field goal. Both when they had a first and goal inside the 10, they've had to settle for field goal tries. They did make one. First drive of the game is the same story when they went way downfield after a long march and came up empty. 9:31 to go in the third quarter, and Stanford gets new life.
Stanford, sensing an opportunity to get back in the game, started a drive that put them at the Cal 47.
First and 10, 47-yard line of California. Dotterer lines up at the halfback spot. Hooper, the fullback, behind Elway. Elway to throw. And he gets it to Mullins, complete at the 37-yard line. Mullins lined up on the left, slanted in. And the tackle made by Ahmad Anderson. But
absolutely brilliantly thrown ball. No place else he could have thrown it. He had to throw it low. It was perfectly thrown.
Official timeout to measure because they're right at the first down mark.
One touchdown by Stanford changes the whole tone of this afternoon, I'll guarantee you that. It'll maybe open this game very wide.
Must be something. 22 years old, already a legend. John Elway. Some people are even saying he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
They say that Stanford is short by an inch or two of a first down. Clock starts to run again. Lots of time. 8 minutes to go. Third quarter. Nabil Harry out to the left. Mike Tolliver to the right. Cooper in the eye ahead of Dotterer. Elway hands off to Dotterer, and he has the first down. Didn't need very much and got not very much, but enough. About a yard. Maybe to the 36. Maybe the 37. We'll see. Richard Rogers, the tackler. Also the inside of the line. Camp and Sikowski there as well. But it's a first down, and the ball is at the 36-yard line of California. 10-0 Bears, third quarter. Emil Harry to the left. Mullins to the right. Dressel lines up as a tight end to the right. Elway is checking off. Has split backs, Dotterer and Hooper. Elway to throw. A quick pass that's good for a couple of yards to the 29-yard line. In fact, more than that. Down to the 29. Sullivan right on Mullins, but a bullet pass thrown right into the chest of Eric Mullins. A 7-yard pickup.
Elway's decided the only way to beat the blitz is the same way they tried to attack Arizona State when they threw their vaunted blitz at them, and that's throw, step up, throw real quickly to the wide outs and hope one of them can break it.
Second and three, 29-yard line. Najarian in at a linebacker spot for California with Eddie Walsh. Elway hands off, and it goes to the second man through the hole, and it's the back man, Dotterer, who was tripped up in a hurry by Richard Rogers.
Yeah, Rogers hit him real hard low. Dotterer is playing with a bad shoulder. In fact, he had considered not even playing this season because his shoulder was bothering him so much. Didn't want to take a chance on ruining his prospects for a baseball career, but he's going to put off the surgery until after this season, and as it turns out, he's done quite well, leading the team in rushing.
Myron Smith in there for the Bears as they put four men up on the line of scrimmage. And here's a big play here, third down and two at the 28-yard line of California. Elway pitches back to Vincent White, turns the corner, goes to the 26. He's got the first down. Forced out of bounds by Freddie Williams. But Stanford with its best drive of the day working right now. And they're going into the Stanford end of the field where they're going to get lots of noisy support.
High fives all around in the Stanford huddle as they come back. They're beginning to feel the emotion. They say John Elway exudes a cool, calm confidence in the huddle.
First and 10 at the 25-yard line. That's the first third down conversion, we believe, that Stanford's made. Elway to throw, puts it upstairs, has a receiver, and catching it out of bounds is Tolliver. Ahmad Anderson was all over him, and Tolliver's unhappy. He thinks there should be some pass interference there somewhere. But he will not get that call, and Stanford will come up second and 10 at the 25.
Elway had to throw the ball further to the outside than Tolliver had originally intended. He came back and made a nice play to catch the ball, but apparently the official says he was out of bounds.
10-0 score, 6 minutes to go, third quarter, final game of the year for Cal and Stanford. Big game number 85, separated by just a dozen or so points over all those games. Hooper left, Vincent White to the right. Elway straight back to throw, being chased by Jimmy Stewart, gets it away, has his receiver, White, he may go, he's in the 10, he's down to the 5 and dropped to the 3-yard line. It'll be first and goal for Stanford. Eddie Walsh finally caught up with him, but the Bears need a goal line stand to keep Stanford off the board here.
Elway rolled out to his right to avoid the blitz that was coming from the backside, and then found White short on in the flat on the right. He faked out two guys and then got it down inside the two.
So a pickup of some 23 yards on the play. Elway getting hot now. 14 out of 20, 145 yards. First and goal at the 2-yard line. Wide split backs. Dotterer to the right. Vincent White to the left. Elway to throw. He's got a man all alone. Vincent White, touchdown, Stanford. And now we've got our typical big game. It'll be 10, perhaps to 7, with almost 20 minutes remaining.
By the way, on that drive, John Elway reached a personal milestone. He hadn't thrown for 3,000 yards since his junior year in high school. He really wanted to do it while he was at Stanford, and on that drive, he just went over 3,000 yards for the year.
Extra point try coming up by Mark Harmon. Game now separated only by perhaps a field goal. A great drive by Stanford. And the Bears may yet rue the fact that they failed to score on two long drives into Stanford territory, because now with 5:29 to go in the third quarter, timeout on the field to score. California 10, Stanford 7.
Now trailing only 10-7, the fired-up Cardinal defense stops Cal quickly and forces a Mike Iyer punt.
Vincent White at his 25-yard line. What a talent White is. Just a tremendous player. Last week, not only is a great running back, 14 receptions in the game against UCLA, tying the Stanford school record. And of course, I think he's had the most exciting play of the year for Stanford. That was the 62-yard punt return against Washington 3 weeks ago. Mike Iyer's punt, high, lazy kick. Vincent White, a fair catch at the 27. Stanford starts out there, trailing 10-7 in the third quarter. Say stop at any one of the 32 San Francisco federal offices and ask about their money market checking account. Three investment plans to choose from. 33-yard punt.
Vincent White had quite a day in last year's big game with 13 rushes, 77 yards, 5 catches, 2 touchdowns, and one of them was that 22-yarder where he made everybody on the Bear team miss as he went into the score.
Hooper in the backfield with Vincent White. Hand off right up the middle to Hooper, and he fell forward for maybe 3 yards at the 30-yard line. Gary Plummer, the tackler, senior from Fremont. What a player he's been for 2 years for California after coming over from Maloney Junior College. But they always call him an overachiever because at 6'2", 230, they say he's too small to play that position. But he's smart, he's heady, he's aggressive, and he's made it work for him. And nobody's been able to take that job away from him. Second and 7, 29-yard line. Shotgun for Elway. Snap a little bit high, but he's got it. Wants the throw, has an open man, the tight end, Dressel. He's at the 42 and dropped at the 45-yard line. Chris Dressel, the senior from Placentia, all alone, lining up a tight end to the left, who is wide open for that catch. Rivera tackling with Kevin Moen, the fine safety man, senior for the Bears, will be leaving.
Moen was obviously worried about deep threat. He was playing the wide receiver who was on the fly on that side of the field, and then Dressel was able to hook up and be wide open.
15-yard gain, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Bears still leading, but Elway beginning to roll. Elway throws, has his receiver, Tolliver. He's got it at the 45-yard line of California. John Sullivan on the coverage. And Elway, though, getting that bullet pass right on the money.
They're running the down-in pattern. The Bear linebackers, they're using the linebackers a lot to try and come and pressure Elway. And what's happening is he's taking advantage of that opening over the middle.
They'll measure and see if they got the first down on that one. If he didn't, they didn't miss by much.
By the way, today's game is being brought to you in part by Kuppenheimer Factory Stores, where you buy fine men's clothing direct from the manufacturer and save with 4 locations to serve you.
Elway at 7 out of 9 in the first half. I should say in the second half, of course. 7 out of 9 in the second half, so he's really heating up. So they got the first down, trailing 10-7. Mullins goes out to the left, Perry to the right, picked up by John Sullivan. Cooper, the fullback, halfback to his right is Dotterer. Elway inside handoff to Hooper. Hooper tries to spin over left guard and picked up 2 yards. Freddie Williams was right there to make the tackle, the senior from Chowchilla. He hits so hard and so well that they've even used him in effective linebacker during the season.
Great young man. He's one of the peer advisors trying to help out some of the other players, and he also is preparing for a career in athletic administration. He wants to go to law or business school.
Second and 8 at the 43. Vincent White to the right, Dotterer to the left in the backfield. Elway to throw, Bears with a heavy rush. He gets it away, he's got his receiver, Vincent White. He's down the sideline, he may go. Down the sideline into the end zone, and the Cardinal have come roaring back in the second half to take the lead.
Tolliver held his block against Sullivan for a full three or
4 seconds, sealing him off and allowing White to run right down the sidelines and get his 8th career big game touchdown.
What a player, Vincent White. Here's the extra point, drive by Harmon. Snaps a little bit high, kick is up. It's good. Timeout on the field. 1:42 to go in the third quarter. Stanford has the lead. 14, California 10.
California, now trailing for the first time in the game, takes the kickoff and marches to the Stanford 43.
43-yard line, first and 10, California, 14-yard game. Tuggle back in there with Story. And going left and sweeping left, trying to get and turn the corner is Tuggle, but he doesn't do it. He stopped after a pickup of 4, maybe 5 yards. We'll see where they say he went out of bounds. In fact, I'll give him at the most 4 on that one. At the ball is at the 39-yard line now. Gary Wimmer and Soderlund forcing him out. Again, the Bears attacking that one weak spot on the Stanford defensive line to the Stanford's right defensive end. Tuggle with 83 yards on the afternoon, so a shot at a 100-yard day. Second and 6 at the 39. Tuggle and Story in the backfield. David Lewis lining up as a receiver to the left. Cross buck, handoff to Story. Good call! He's out of the 30!
But the Bears will have a first and 10 just outside the 10-yard line. And Story has only 5 carries, but 64 yards, and Ron is just a young sophomore.
He says his goal in life is to become the all-time leading career rusher for the California Bears.
30-yard pickup on the play, about 30 yards. Rance McDougal in there now. He's out to the left. Handoff goes to Tuggle, sweeps to the right, falls forward down to the 3-yard line.
Good blocking by Nealiko and Brady out there. So the Bears will have a first and goal inside the 4-yard line. Gilbert wants to throw and they drop him. Back at the 12-yard line. Tremendous pressure. Stanford defense gave him no time at all.
Garen Barris
does it again. Big hit, big play.
And it's unfortunate David Lewis, right as Gilbert was going down, was coming wide open across the middle in the end zone.
Loss of 8 yards on the play. Back out to the 12. They have to get to the 1 for a first down. And now a lot of pressure on because they don't want to have to settle for a field goal when you're down by 4 points. Tuggle and Story in the backfield. Gilbert rolls left again. They're in on him across the middle. And it's broken up in the last second. But there's a flag on the play. The pass was to Wes Howell cutting in on a post pattern. The ball was batted down, but there was a flag on the play. Charles Hutchings and David Lewis were over in the left corner. We'll see if somebody's guilty of pushing either offensively or defensively. Officials are huddling.
Bears offense staying on the field.
No decision yet.
Ineligible receiver downfield.
Bears had an ineligible receiver downfield. And so therefore, that'll bring up a fourth down.
Yeah, they can take the penalty, make it fourth down, make the field goal harder to make.
Well, they get it both ways on that one.
A 5-yard penalty, loss of a down.
So it's fourth down. The Bears will have to send in the kicking team. And Cooper has had a very sporadic afternoon. He badly hit one. He had another one blocked and has made one. So he's only 1 out of 3. Bears down by 4 points with 13:32 to go. This one will come from the 25-yard line, so making a 35-yard.